There are many ways to double your income this year, but one of the easiest is to double the amount of referrals you are getting. Half your business should be based on referrals. It is so easy to do, but most people are neglecting it. They're not asking for it, or they're doing it the wrong way. When it is done right, people love to get referrals. Countless times, the people around you, your family, your friends, your acquaintances, your colleagues, could have referred business to you, but they either forgot about you, you weren't on the radar screen, or you've never asked for it. This is one of the easiest ways to build your business. That's assuming you have a great product, that you offer great service, and you deliver what you say. Now, with that aside, you can double and triple your business in the next 2 or 3 months by referrals. And if you do not have a systematic referral program, you are missing out. It's so easy to do. It's simple, it's free, and it's a perfect way to find great customers and clients. As I analyze businesses and coach different people, this is a huge mistake people make. They are missing out on millions of dollars in business because they don't ask. They don't have a referral program in place. They don't know how to put it in place or even ask for those referrals. Now understand that advertising and referrals are not synonymous. Word of mouth advertising happens when your customer, your friends, or clients mentioned your business in a conversation. Hey, you should go here. You should do this. The same thing happens when somebody recommends a movie or a restaurant to you. Now, that's a great form of advertising. You want that. It is just something that naturally happens. Now, what a referral system is, it's a process that you put in place to capture qualified prospects through other people. Now, we all know what a system is. A system helps you get desirable results. Again, half your business should come from referrals. In fact, Dun & Bradstreet did a survey, and they found that referrals is one of the best marketing methods. They came up with advertising and referrals. And the more people give referrals to you, the more they become loyal to you and to your business. So let's spend a moment with word of mouth advertising. This is when someone just happens to mention you in a conversation, when somebody needs your product, your service, your idea. It's interesting when you talk about word of mouth that many of the things we do are based on word of mouth. Now let's back up and talk about this. This is so important. You as a persuader, you as an entrepreneur or a small business owner can tell people all day long that you have a great product, great service, great business, they need to do business with you, but you have something to gain, which triggers resistance in other people. But the moment somebody else, a neutral party, says something positive about you or your business, that is worth its weight in gold. You could talk for 2 hours about your business and why they should do business with you. Somebody else says in 30 seconds, hey, that's a great product, that's a great service, you need to do business with them, and that has 10 times more power. In fact, when people want to know which brand is best, who should they do business with, 83% of the time they will go to another person. They will believe another person before they believe you. Friends, family, and the strange thing is even strangers, they will believe above you. And that's true in everyone's life. You have something to gain, so they become very skeptical. So that's the number one, word of mouth. You want to make sure that happens. But I want to spend the majority of the time talking about getting referrals. How can you get more people to give you referrals? How can you put a system in place? When somebody loves your product or service, when you've done something right, when they love what you've done, they are more than willing to give you a referral. It actually makes them feel good. People love to give referrals for friends. And I want to tell you right now that everybody you meet is an important person because that person knows somebody that can use your product or service, or they can use the product or service themselves. So I want you to start thinking system. How can you systematically get referrals from everyone you do business with, and even those that are sitting on the fence, and even those that don't do business with you? Just because it's not appropriate for them doesn't mean it's not appropriate for somebody else. So as I talk about the top 10 things you need to be doing to increasing your referrals, I want you to start thinking about when can you implement this? When can you ask? When is the right time in your service, your industry, or your business? Think hard. Because the reason it needs to be a system is so that it gets done every time. Not just when you think about it. Every time. Every person you meet. This is critical. The number one thing I notice as I interview top persuaders, prospects, and clients, and trying to figure out what it takes to get more referrals, is that most are afraid to ask. You have to ask yourself, what's holding you back? Do you really believe in your product or service? Can you change lives? Can you change the world? Is your product going to help them out? What is the worst thing that could happen? Maybe they say no. Maybe they could think about it. Simple questions like, out of all your friends and family, which person do you think would be most interested in my service? Or do you know 2, 3, 4 other people that would be interested in using the service? Why are you worrying about rejection? You're in the world of persuasion, which is riddled with rejection and criticism. Be confident. Ask for referrals. That's half the battle. What's been holding you back? What are you afraid of? Everybody you meet in any aspect of life, whether it be business or personal life, they know somebody that can do business with you. Number two, expect it. As you study the laws of persuasion, as you know, one of the laws is a law of expectations. What you expect with confidence happens. What you think about, you tend to attract. You need to be confident and expect that they will give you referrals. Ask for their help. Request their support. Let them know that's how you do business. You just say, you know, this is how I do business. Most of my business is based on referrals. And so when I do a great job for you, I would appreciate that you refer some clients, some patients to me. It's pretty simple. Even before you start out, you've planted a seed that you do business on referrals. Simple thing like, do me a favor. I would sure appreciate when you start enjoying my product, feeling better, making more money, whatever it is, that you refer somebody to me. What that does is it keeps my marketing costs down, it keeps my costs down, and it really helps me in my business. Your best clients, your best customers will be referrals. Because when they come, you don't need to spend a lot of time persuading them because somebody else has already got them in the door. They are less skeptical, they are more trusting, and they are much easier to do business with. Number three, everybody you meet knows 250 people. Now, I know the knee-jerk reaction is, no, I don't. But if you sat down and list everybody you could remember, everybody you knew, friends, family, clients, colleagues, school, universities, neighbors, friends of the children, I could go on and on. Generally, just believe me that we know 250 people. And everyone's a potential joint venture. It's a long-term relationship. Get to know as many people as you can. Everybody you meet can teach you something. Everybody you meet should be treated like gold. Learn your people skills. Master your people skills. Collect business cards. Increase your network. The more people you know, the more people they know, and the more successful you're going to be in business. You've all heard the term million-dollar Rolodex. And that's what it takes. Collect names, get numbers, meet people, ask for business cards, but don't stop there. Everybody you have in your Rolodex, everyone that's a potential customer, you should have contact with at least twice a year. Can you meet them face-to-face? Can you take them to lunch? Can you send them an email? Can you send them a letter? Can you send them a postcard? Can you send them a fax? Can you talk to them on the phone? You need to keep those relationships alive. Just because you met somebody 6 years ago doesn't mean they still know who you are. I was inspired by Harvey McKay. He bought a struggling envelope company. He also wrote the book Swim with the Sharks Without Getting Eaten Alive. And he realized that right then and there that there's nothing really special about envelopes. We can go anywhere for envelopes. That it was going to be about the relationship. So he came up with the McKay 66, which was 66 questions that he would eventually ask everybody in his Rolodex, all his potential customers, and find out as much as he could. Now, he wouldn't ask the 66 questions the very first visit or second visit, but just a couple questions here, and he'd keep great records. Birth dates, where they were born, what was their alumni, what was their favorite sports team, who were they married to, when was their anniversary, how many children did they have, when are their birthdays, and he would do simple things to keep that relationship alive. If their university won a national championship or a very important game, clip it out of the newspaper and send it to them, say, congratulations, or isn't this great, or sending a birthday card, or remembering an anniversary, or remembering that a child was playing in a big football game. All these things are very important, because when you become friends with somebody, when you increase your network, when they know you care, you're on the top of their radar screen to get referrals and word-of-mouth advertising. Number four, educate on the importance. You need to let them know this is a very important part of your business. Like I mentioned before, you need to let them know that it keeps your rates down, your service high. This is how you do business. Help educate them on who needs your product, your service, what you really do. It's interesting to note, as we talk to family and friends, most people really aren't quite sure what you do. They have a feeling, but they're really not quite sure what you do. Educate them on what you do. Let them know of all the other services that you offer, what you're doing, what you're getting into, and how you're different from the competition. The easiest way to do this is to tell a story. A client you're working with, a success story, something that's happened. We remember stories. We act on stories. So create relevant stories to tell people that you meet, that you talk to. Let them know the successes that you're having. Let them know exactly what you do. Number five, the mindset. People love to give referrals. I can't say that enough. It's not a burden unless you push them and they don't really like you. When they like you and they like your product, they want to tell other people about it. It makes them feel good. It's not a burden. Don't be ashamed. Just ask. People give referrals all the time. They enjoy doing it. What it does is it boosts their esteem. It helps their ego. As you know, the studies at the Persuasion Institute show that esteem is at an all-time low. It drops rapidly. Most people do not feel good about themselves. Esteem, as you know, is how much you like yourself. And when you can serve and help somebody else, we feel better about ourselves. And this is what's happening with your client, your customer, your prospect, your patient. They feel good about doing it. Just saying thank you and understanding praise and understanding ego will go a long way in getting referrals. And to continue on praise, you really need to master sincere praise because it works. When you use praise, the doors of persuasion swing open and people are more willing to give you referrals. Now let's talk about praise for a second. Now, on one side, when praise is false and insincere, it still works because people are so hungry for it. I don't recommend that. I want sincere praise. And how much does praise cost? It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Praise people. Tell them thank you. Tell them you appreciate their business. Tell them how great they are. One of the reasons we withhold praise is because of our own low self-esteems. The more we praise, the more it helps our own self-esteem, and the more it raises their esteem. It's a magical ingredient. But when you do praise, understand it needs to be sincere. Mean it. Make it come from your heart. It needs to be specific. What exactly are you praising? Oh, I like you. Or good job today. I mean, that's better than nothing, but what does that mean? Instead of great job today, how about, I really love how you handled this. Or I like you. Well, the reason I like you is because this, this, and this. And always praise something positive. If you met somebody after 10 years, oh, it's so good you're alive. I thought for sure you'd be dead by a heart attack by now. Okay? No. We want positive praise. Something positive that they have done. Number six, make it simple. Do not make it complicated. And make it in the now. Something simple they can do right now. Can they write down three names and three phone numbers right now? Would it be better for them if you made the call? Now, obviously, it's better if they call for you, but maybe they don't want to, and you need to be open to that. You need to ask them, is it okay to use their name? Yes or no? Of course it's better if you can, but a name and a number is better than nothing. Using their name is even better. Having them call is even better. But all three of those is better than not asking at all. So make it as simple, as easy as possible, and keep it in the now. No, when you get a chance, don't say that. Or I'll send you an email. It's in the now, you're asking right now, the enthusiasm, the emotion's high, the connection's there, the rapport is there, the time to ask is right now. Keep it simple and ask right now. Number 7, make them like you. When we feel connected to, when somebody is our friend, we want to help them. How do you do that? Well, the first is a law of connectivity. Hopefully you've studied and mastered that law and understand that people judge you on every aspect of your verbal and nonverbal behavior. You can make instant friends in 30 seconds if you do it right. Are you using your people skills? Are you developing rapport? Are you taking a look at your nonverbal messages? Are you mirror and matching? Are you attempting to find similarities? Now, I didn't say something that's identical. I said similar. Because when we come across as identical, when someone shows up to a party in the same suit and tie, in the same dress as somebody else, that repels. But when we meet people for the first time, we're looking for something we have in common. We do business with people we have things in common with. We give referrals when we sense there's a connection and there's something in common. What do you have in common? Everybody you meet, you can find something that you have in common, something that's similar. Is it a belief? Is it a school? Is it a state? Is it a religion? Is it a habit? There's a variety of ways to do that, but there's a connection there. And of course, one of the big pieces of connectivity is attraction. I'm not talking about the opposite sex. It's how you look. It's how you come across. It's how you dress. Again, we're not supposed to judge, but people judge every aspect of your behavior. And they've decided many times in the first 30 seconds if they are going to do business with you. Let them know that you appreciate their business. Be thankful. Be grateful. When you get referrals, are you writing a thank you note? That will increase your referrals. When someone does a great thing for you, write a thank you note. It's so inexpensive, and the impact lasts forever. Number 8, make sure you've gained their trust. I've harped on this point before, but trust is at an all-time low. It's dropped 6 points in the last 5 years. Trust is at an all-time low. We know 20 years ago it was, I trust you, give me a reason not to. Now it's, I don't trust you, give me a reason to trust you. Never assume that people trust you. Your job is to build that trust. Part of that is your initial contact. It's your character. It's your competence. It's your confidence. Are they seeing results? Do they enjoy visiting with you? Do they have confidence that you're going to do what you said you're going to do? Very important. If people don't trust you, they will not do business with you and they won't give you referrals. That trust is something that needs to be nurtured. Never assume that you have it. You need to nurture it. You need to understand that you're coming in at a very, very low or non-existent trust level. And your job is to build that trust. You need to come across as competent. You need to be credible. You need to be the expert. Because once you are the expert, they want to refer your friends to the best in their field, the person that's the best. So the question is, are you coming across as the expert? You better. You need to believe in your heart right now that you know more than 99% of the people out there about your product or service, and you're one of the best at what you do. Because once we see you're the expert, the walls of resistance go down, and we listen to everything you say. And we refer our family and friends to you because we know you will do what you say. We know that you're the expert. And we know it won't come back to bite us in the butt that we told our friends to go to this person and it didn't work out. That is one of the greatest fears. So you have to show them that you offer a great service, that you're the best at what you do, and that you are the expert. Number 9, you can offer an incentive. Realize, though, that once you offer an incentive, they will expect it every time they refer someone to you. You just need to decide how you want to do business. You can reward people for referring business to you. Is it a free visit? Is it 10% off? Is it an extended warranty? Is it a free coaching session? Whatever it is, you can offer incentives. You'll get more referrals. The drawback, once you reward somebody for doing something, they will no longer do it without the reward. So once you implement this, you have to keep it. It works. But you need to decide if you want to just maintain it word of mouth, getting referrals without any rewards, or giving them a reward. And that's part of the system. Letting them know, appreciate your referrals, and for doing that, you get this. What could you add? What could you offer? What could you give away? We know that incentives are very powerful, and some people only move by incentives, and many will give referrals out of their own free will. Just think about it. What could you give them? What incentives do you have? And number 10, one thing that will really help you out with word-of-mouth advertising, getting people to refer business to you when you're not there, is keeping the business, keeping your business on their brain. When they're talking to a friend or a member of the family about a certain product or service, they're looking for recommendations, and all of a sudden they remember you. That will happen only when you keep your business on their brain. And this is what I mean by this. Do you have a newsletter that you send out on a weekly or monthly basis? Do you send out mail reminding people about your product or service? Do you use any type of specialty advertising to remind people about your product or service? And that's a multi-billion dollar industry right there, specialty advertising. What that is your name on a pin, a refrigerator magnet. I've seen them on sponges. I've seen them on calendars. I've seen them on clocks, on shirts, on hats, on boxers. Everywhere you look, there are different things to remind people. What can you use in your business to remind people of your name? What can they look at every day or every week that will have your name on it, that will subconsciously trigger your name when somebody asks about that product or service? This way, you keep your business on their brain and they will remember to refer you. So remember, if you want to double your business, if you want to double your income, a big piece of that is going to be asking for referrals, having a system in place for referrals, keeping the clients happy, being proactive instead of reactive. What I mean by that is if you go to a restaurant and the service is bad and you complain and they do something about it, that's reactive. But if they're asking every step of the way and being proactive, you are much happier as a paying customer. That's what you need to do with your customers, your clients, your prospects. Don't just react to what they need. Be proactive. They appreciate it. That also comes to the point that you need to deliver more than they expect. You need to manage their expectations and always deliver more. The worst thing you can do for customer satisfaction is to, as you know, over-deliver and under-promise. And many persuaders get stuck in that trap. They make the big picture look so rosy and so perfect that when the first mistake happens or something goes wrong, buyer's remorse, sad customer, refund, no referrals. So you have to ask yourself, how can I over-deliver? How can I do more than they expect? How can I be proactive? Going the extra mile, doing more than is expected, surprising them with something they did not expect, pays off big time. Our studies show that when customers are satisfied, when you deliver more than you expect, you will get 5 times more referrals than if you do just the minimum or just what they expect. 5 times more. Imagine your business right now with 5 times more referrals. And on a side note, just because you did a good job doesn't mean they're automatically going to volunteer referrals. You still need to ask. It's not always on their brain. It's not what they're thinking about all the time. You still need to ask. You should be asking every satisfied client, every satisfied customer, if they know anybody that would appreciate your services or your product. And you can ask this before they're a client, while they're a client, right when they just enrolled or started doing business with you, or later on down the road when they're so happy with your service, they will volunteer referrals. The reality is the reason referrals are so powerful, it's a third party. The credibility, the trust is there. It's probably a friend or a business associate. A friend would never steer you down the wrong direction. A friend would never recommend the wrong person. That's why they're so powerful. One referral will be more successful than 100 phone calls. One referral will be more successful than talking to 100 strangers. because that friend, that person has no ulterior motives. And they have their best interest in mind. And again, I want to bring it up. Referrals are free. Now, if you're offering incentive like we talked about earlier, it might cost you a little bit. But the reality is it's very, very low cost. And for most people, it is a free source to get business. People that will walk in their door, people that will call them up on the phone with little resistance and want to do business with you. There are three places you can find referrals. The first is the prospect or potential customer that is not interested. Maybe they didn't see that it was a good fit. Maybe you didn't persuade them in the right way. Maybe the product was just not appropriate for them, but you treated them in a fair and kind manner, and you actually connected with that person. Ask them for a referral. That's number one. Number two, your current happy customers, your current happy raving fans, people that have done or are doing business with you. Ask those. Number three are other influential people in your life, people that you meet, the meetings that you go to, people in different industries that can refer people to you. For example, a lawyer might come across many people that need your services. A real estate agent might come across a lot of people that need your services. A construction owner might meet a lot of people that need your services. And you need to think, who meets the people that I need to do business with? How can I get in contact with these influential people that will refer business to me? It's time to step up to the plate and just ask. Ask for referrals. Remember, when you've done your job, this is a very easy thing to do, and people will want to do this. When you can use the name of a satisfied customer or friend, it puts you in the driver's seat. It gives you the ability to have a qualified prospect, a qualified lead, a qualified person you can do business with. The resistance is down, the trust is up, and you are the expert. And again, make sure you come across as the expert. Make sure you get permission to use their name. Let them know what you're going to say and what you're going to do. Put them at ease. Let them know you're going to take good care of their friends and family, just like you took good care of them. And before you ask the referral, make sure you're in the right mindset. Make sure that you're confident. Make sure you're past your fear. Make sure you can handle the worst thing that could happen, a no. And think of the question ahead of time. What is the best way you can phrase it in your service or industry? I was wondering if you could help me with, or who else do you know that, or how many people can you think of that, or most of our customers give us 2 to 3 referrals, and just add to that. Simple things that can help you out. Or another thing we notice with great persuaders is sometimes they offer referrals to that person first. Again, reciprocity. If you're working with people that you can refer people to them, then they will feel more open and obligated to refer people to you. It's such an easy thing you can do to double your income. You have made it complex. It is not that difficult. All these fears that you've imagined in your mind that could happen, or what if this happens, or what if they say no, is in your mind. Remember, all these fears you have been learned, and now it's time to unlearn them. Start asking. As I monitor great persuaders and work on persuasion IQs, I notice that great persuaders will ask referrals 10 times more than average persuaders. That's one of the reasons they're making 10 times more money for the same amount of work. Sure, you could work harder, do more marketing, do more advertising, and run away from the fear of rejection, but that's not what great persuaders do. An easy thing to dramatically increase your business is ask for referrals. Follow the 10 things that we talked about. Customize it to your industry. And remember that everybody you meet can do business with you or knows somebody that does business with you. Because I never want to hear this story again. I was talking to a real estate agent, and they were kind of upset that a friend that they had known for 15 years had listed with another real estate agent. And it was bothering him and bothering him. Finally went to the person and says, you know what, this has really been bothering me. Why is it that you listed with somebody else? I'm a real estate agent, and I'm very good at what I do. And the person looked at him with a blank look in his eyes and said, "Oh, yeah, that's right." So you need to get your name in front of people. You need to get people to remember who you are and what you do, not only through referrals, but also through word of mouth. Keep yourself visible. Let people know what you do. They will magnify your business, increase your income, and make you a much better persuader.